This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and President Trump are still going after each other as the president this morning blasted the media for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd. When Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last evening, greeted by constituents, thousands of Trump supporters had, at a Wednesday night rally in North Carolina, chanted, "Send her back," referring to the Somali-born first-term Democratic lawmaker. Last night, she told her supporters,
"We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us."
The National Weather Service says dangerous heat and humidity will engulf at least two-thirds of the American mainland this weekend. New records could be set in at least 30 cities. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is answering harsh criticism he's been getting after he tried to put up a stumbling block in front of the passage of the 9/11 Victims Compensation Bill, saying he wanted it fully debated because it has an impact on America's finances.
What you would do if you're responsible is you'd allocate it for 3, 4, 5 years and come back and reassess it. That's a responsible way to budget. But to have an open ended thing that goes to 2092, really, it doesn't matter how good the cause is, it's irresponsible.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Despite his efforts, a vote on the bill is expected to happen this upcoming Tuesday. If the president signs it, it means the fund will be fully funded through 2090. The son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, President Trump's choice to be the next Labor Secretary. The president making the announcement yesterday on Twitter, saying Eugene Scalia has led a life of great success. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with a message regarding religious liberty. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department.
We're all in this fight together. You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope too that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day and always.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016.
The latest now on actor Kevin Spacey and his sexual misconduct accusers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
Spacey, in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing. Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's how we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Why waste the resources, our time, the giftings and talents that God has blessed us with to be all involved in this fussing and fighting, the things that really are not for the highest good of each of us. You know, this is what conservatism is all about. This is what our faith is all about. You know, I've got John Stone Street going to be joining us in just a moment. And we're going to be talking about his new book that he and David Dockery have put together, What Belongs to God, What Belongs to Caesar, Life, Marriage, and Religious Liberty. There are a plethora of contributions in this book, and I highly suggest that you get your hands on. This is going to be an encouragement for you because, you know, part of the challenge that we have right now with the vocal minority that's backed up by the propaganda-driven mainstream media, it can be a bit overwhelming. And for people of faith, you say, okay, what do I do? How do I respond? And how you respond instantly is, you know, we ask God for wisdom, you know, as to how would God want us to respond to this? I mean, you've got people who are hurting, and they are confused. I mean, this is what I'm hearing. I hear pain coming out of, these four women on the Democratic side speaking the way they do about our country. And the problem is hurt people hurt people, okay? And so this hurt is infecting the body politic in such a negative way. Well, John is connected with us right now, and John Stone Street, let's bring you on here first. John is, as you know, is the voice the president of the Colson Center and the voice, the host, co-host of Breakpoint. And John, good to have you back here. It's been a while since you and I have engaged, and I've been looking forward to having the opportunity to talk about your book, Life, Marriage, and Religious Liberty.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be on with you, and thanks for letting people know about what I think is a really important book. We're at the 10th anniversary of the Manhattan Declaration. Many, I think your listeners will recognize that. Some might think it was the nuclear project, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something a little bit different.
Well, in a sense, it was a nuclear project, in a sense, because it galvanized the emotions, I believe, and not only the emotions, but the intellect. Let's, you know, as I was stating, you know, foundationally here, John, is that people have been off balance by all the negative reporting, the vitriol that's out there in the marketplace, and people of faith are going, you know, wait a minute, this is upsetting me. How am I supposed to respond? And I think what is perfect timing for the book coming out on its 10th anniversary is that it gives us a reminder of how we should respond.
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, the power of living in a secular culture is not that Christian truth claims and Christian moral positions are confronted and argued against. It's that they're dismissed as kind of personal private preferences. And that's what happened on those three issues of life, marriage, and religious liberty. And so 10 years ago, Chuck Colson, Professor Robert George, one of the preeminent Catholic scholars in our world, Dr. Timothy George, one of the preeminent evangelical theologians, basically wrote a treatise, a manifesto on those three issues. Now, listen, no one's saying they're the only three issues, but they were three culturally crucial issues at the time and continue to be. Mm-hmm. What do we believe to be true about the dignity of life? What do we believe to be true about marriage? And that's, of course, has extended now to not only what do we believe about marriage, but what do we believe about male and female?
Right.
And then what do we believe in terms of our conscience? Who does our conscience belong to? Do we have to do whatever the government says? Or what's the importance of our deeply held beliefs belonging first and foremost to God? Now, look, 10 years ago when they wrote this, it did a couple things. First, like you said, it galvanized why those issues mattered. Secondly, it gave an intellectual framework that was theologically grounded for why these three things matter and where Christians need to stand on them. But what's interesting is if you look back 10 years ago, all we really had was Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. The government was basically claiming to be able to determine when life began, and so therefore to eliminate unwanted valuable human babies. Now you fast forward 10 years later, and not only has the government stepped into the life issue, and by the way, they've stepped beyond just the abortion issue now 10 years later into the end of life, doctor-assisted suicide and other issues.
Exactly.
But you also have the government having stepped into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And because of both of those issues, marriage and life, now we have to continually, you know, find ourselves in the case of Jack Phillips the Baker, also keeping the government out of religious freedom. And so these are really important things for Christians to understand. So what we did is we found an eminent group of Christian thought leaders, from evangelical backgrounds, Protestant backgrounds, Orthodox backgrounds, Catholic backgrounds, to kind of articulate what this Christian conviction will look like today when the government's reach has gotten even further. And I'm telling you, it's an all-star list of contributors.
Oh, it
and
is.
The stuff that they help us think through, man, it's super important.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, the stellar list here, these thought leaders, yes, many of them are PhDs, many of them with decades of experience. And there's no substitute for experience. As I often tell my kids, John, you know, it is life helps us define experience. And when you have these, you know, not only thought leaders, but leaders of organizations, you know, imparting their wisdom and their experience in this one book, I mean, this is incredibly valuable because it will help serve as a bit of a foundation and basis, you know, for those people of faith, you know, that sit there and go, look at, I'm getting bombarded here. How do I respond? Because the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 3:15 that we're to always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect, right?
Yeah, that's right. And listen, I mean, we're talking here about folks like Rick Warren, you know, mm-hmm. who has been very, very clear on the marriage issue. And Johnny Erickson Tata, man,
exactly.
She's a national treasure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her defense of life, particularly vulnerable life, has been the stuff of legend. And so she articulates really clearly about why defending life needs to go beyond just the unborn. It needs to go especially to people with disability. Ryan Anderson, who's been the most articulate public defender of marriage, a student of Robbie George's, Cardinal Dolan, contributes to the book. Rusty Reno from First Things talks about an ever-encroaching state and the significance of religious liberty. Bruce Ashford, a theologian from Southeastern. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. These are guys that have the intellectual chops and the experience to help us think through these issues.
And to think, ladies and gentlemen, they're right there over a cup of coffee with you. and easily addressed. I mean, here it is a real special time, and this is one of those books that you'll want to spend some time with. That I know that you're going to be writing notes because, as I said, this is going to be an excellent foundation to get the conversation going in these three critical areas that come up in conversations every day. What belongs to God? What belongs to Caesar? Life, marriage, and religious liberty. John Stone Street is with us. Our conversation with John will continue right after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire.
after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just where you like to hear from us. Imagine, you know, this is what's freaking out liberals, is that they're anticipating. They see what's going on here. Is there are hearts on fire, John Stone Street. I got to tell you, it may not be an absolute pronounced revival, but as I was speaking with Franklin Graham several months back, I see pockets of revival, you know, around the country today. People are praying. They're on their knees. They understand that where our country is right now, where our culture is right now, that we are in desperate need of God. You know, we're thankful certainly for God's mercy, but we are in desperate need for God's wisdom and revelation.
Yeah, and I think there's always been kind of two or three markers when God's people really get serious in a way that God graciously brings what we would call a revival. The first is what you just said, which is, you know, is repentance and prayer, right? And I think we've got to, at some level, make the transition from just saying, hey, look how bad things are out there, to acknowledging our own shortcomings and our own failures.
Exactly.
And I think there's more and more of that. And we see that, of course, in Nehemiah. And it doesn't mean that we're trivializing the stuff that we see out there. I mean, we talk about that every day on our Breakpoint commentaries, you know, so that people can understand it and be aware of it and respond to it as appropriate. But you know, look, the problem is not just out there. I've been thinking a lot about Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, who in his one of his books, he was, of course, the Russian dissident that
right.
survived the gulags and then came out and came to Christ, and just a remarkable writer. And he said, you know, if only there were these bad people somewhere that we could round up and eliminate, and that would fix the world. He said, but the problem is that that good and evil, the line between good and evil doesn't run between civilizations or nations. It runs right down the human heart. And a lot of us aren't willing to deal with our own heart. And I think that's a really, really powerful, important acknowledgement. The other thing, though, Bill, that's really important to remember, and this is really one of the things that the Manhattan Declaration was always designed to touch on, and this book is as well, is when Christians start getting involved locally and dealing with what they can do to protect innocent human life, to stand up for what's true and good, like marriage and so on. And I think there's been maybe a tendency over the last 15, 20 years to kind of ordain the professionals to go engage culture on our behalf, and thinking that all the battles were in D.C. and Hollywood. And what we've seen, especially on the life issue, just in the last 3 years, is that, listen, the struggle to protect unborn innocent human life has really moved to a local level politically. Now, it's always been there culturally, right?
Right.
That's why the Pregnancy Care Center movement has been so important. And we need people on the ground helping women who find themselves in unplanned pregnancy, helping them know the moral nature of the choice in front of them and that fundamental answer to the fundamental question, you know, what is an unborn human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So it's a brilliant thing that when you see more and more and more and more and more and more Christians engaged on the ground outside their own back door. What, you know, just the other day when I was got to do an event with Johnny Erickson Tata, who contributed to her book, said, you know, this is what happens over the backyard fence and at the local Starbucks. That's where Christians need to be engaged.
Exactly.
It's everywhere. I think we're seeing more and more of that, too.
By the way, you mentioned Johnny Erickson Tata. We know that she's been dealing, she's had some health issues. How's she doing?
You know, she was the recipient of an award from the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the privilege of being at that event and being kind of the interviewer on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it was one of those magical moments. By the way, I've never been with Johnny Erickson Tata when it's not been a magical moment. So it's just kind of like we got to share it with
right.
300 of our closest friends that evening.
Oh, very cool.
And she got just the day before, as far as the cancer goes, another all clear, which
oh, great.
Praise
that's
God,
news,
right?
Yes.
There's still some issues that they're trying to figure out that's led to a lot of the discomfort and pain for so many years. And, you know, you're you're talking about a woman who's woke up in some level of pain for 60 years.
Amazing.
And, you know, it is. It's amazing when you figure, when you go back and you say, how long has Johnny been at this? And, you know, it was, well, I guess not 60 or 50 years. It was 1967 when she had her accident, I think. And, just a remarkable, remarkable person. And Ken was there, and we got to talk about Ken,
her husband, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Ken, her husband.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And Ken was, as he often is, was over in the backdrop just making sure everything was okay. And we got to talk about him in front of the crowd and made everybody cry because Ken's been this remarkable husband to Johnny and vice versa. So it was a great evening. And she, by the way, her chapter in Life, Marriage, and Religious Liberty book, As You'd Expect, is worth the price of admission. I'm telling you, it's just stunning. And then when you add in the others, it makes it that much better.
Yeah, it's an added bonus without a doubt that is going to bless your socks off. You know, you mentioned the organic response that is happening across this country on, you know, the issue of life. And what I see repeatedly, John, is that the people that are leading the way here are women. These are women, and many of them who have experienced and bought into the lie of abortion. And what's also coming alongside, which I've been saying for a long time, I said, get ready, because you're going to start hearing the male equivalent of the cry of Rachel as men are waking up to realize, hey, I participated in this big lie myself. You know, I forced my girlfriend or my wife, or it was the wrong time, and we thought, oh, it wasn't anything. But, you know, the movies like, you know, Unplanned and a Gosnell movie, and then coming up later on this year, we're going to have, you know, a great movie, which, you know, we've talked already, the producers on in that about the movie, and, you know, and Alveda King, who is executive director for it, for Roe v. Wade, is coming up this year. All this is coming to a head right now. I think it's in God's timing. I find it quite curious.
Oh, listen, it's unbelievable how much movement is happening. I mean, we could start, first of all, state by state by state. On one hand, you have, I mean, basically what you have is states doubling down on what they want to happen for their people in terms of abortion. So you've got New York legislators high-fiving and lighting up buildings for infanticide, and you've got Missouri kind of stamping it out.
Right.
And you can just kind of put people in those two categories. There's not a middle ground on this anymore for most states. And you've also then, you've got Planned Parenthood firing their president this week. That was fascinating, right?
Exactly.
Because
right.
Here you have Leanna Wynn. They hired her because they wanted to have medical credibility. They felt like they needed to go back, given the way Cecile Richards basically took them out from under any sort of medical oversight and the sort of chaos that was created. You have Leanna Wynn, a doctor, and she says, you know, hey, abortion's a medical issue, a personal or a health issue, you know, not a political issue. And they fired her because she wasn't political enough, and they brought in a political heavyweight.
Exactly.
So, you know, the political movement on that says a lot. The cutting of more funding, the Title X rule from the president. That was another thing. So listen, it's one thing after another, and so that's why we need Christians more than ever to stay engaged.
Well, John Stonestreet, we appreciate the time. God bless you. Congratulations to you and David for the blessing that you've given us in this book, Life, Marriage, and Religious Liberty, being able to assemble these these exceptional thought leaders to help us formulate and crystallize our thinking, because we need to really hold to what we've been, what Jesus told us, you know. What belongs to God, it belongs to God. What belongs to Caesar, and that is the binary choice. That is the divide right now, as we remember 10 years after the Manhattan Declaration. John, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Yeah, always great to be on with you. Thank you.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right.
Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and President Trump are still going after each other as the president this morning blasted the media for covering what he called a tiny staged crowd. When Omar arrived at an airport in Minneapolis last evening, greeted by constituents, thousands of Trump supporters had, at a Wednesday night rally in North Carolina, chanted, "Send her back," referring to the Somali-born first-term Democratic lawmaker. Last night, she told her supporters,
"We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us."
The National Weather Service says dangerous heat and humidity will engulf at least two-thirds of the American mainland this weekend. New records could be set in at least 30 cities. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Daniel Greenfield joins us now. He's back with us. Daniel, of course, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, is a New York writer focusing on radical Islam, a blogger and columnist born in Israel and living in New York City. Daniel, always good to have you with us. Thank you for having some time for us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It's always my pleasure to discuss these issues.
Well, I want to talk first on our agenda today. We're not hearing anything about Barry Kushner. And Kushner is the Democrat who let Jeffrey Epstein get away, was he not?
He was indeed. What a lot of the media coverage of Acosta was missing from the narrative was that Acosta and the feds only came in because the Palm Beach cops did not trust the chief prosecutor in Palm Beach, who was Barry Kushner. They believed that there was something wrong going on there, and so they actually tried to turn to the feds to get them to bring sex trafficking charges. But the core crime committed there was not trafficking, it was the abuse of underage girls, and Barry Kushner absolutely failed to follow up on that. Not only that, Epstein got a sweetheart deal in multiple ways. Instead of being charged for abuse of underage girls, he was hit with a solicitation of prostitution charge, a minor count at that. He served his 13-month sentence in a private wing of the Palm Beach County stockade. He was able to hire Palm Beach sheriff's deputies as his private security. They referred to him as client rather than inmate. And he was, despite being a level 3 sex offender, he was allowed to go on work release throughout the day while supposedly being in prison to his office in Palm Beach. So he would be escorted to his Palm Beach office by Palm Beach search deputies who were working for him and calling him a client. He would be in his office throughout the day. People would go in, male, female, into his office. The deputies were outside. And then he would go back to his so-called prison. This is what the Palm Beach County authorities were perpetrated. And he had absolutely no interest in talking about it.
Well, Daniel, it seemed to me, and this was my take on this, I just had this sense that Alex Acosta was taking a bullet for somebody, and I don't know why.
That's the question. So one rumor, well, it's not really a rumor, it's a press report that was circulated, was that when Acosta was asked about this during the Trump transition interviews, he said that he was told to back off Epstein because he's protected by intelligence. We've had no confirmation of this, but it's certainly an interesting development and would certainly suggest that Epstein was very, very well connected. We still don't entirely, we don't really know who his clients are, where his money comes from, all that stuff. And that's very strange.
Yeah, because everything was offshore, right?
Yeah, he was operating out of the Virgin Islands. There are a whole bunch of these companies, shell companies, with very generic names, and we still really don't know. He's supposedly a money manager. Who was he managing the money for? We just have one name, and that's not enough.
Exactly. Well, Daniel, the other thing I picked up on the other day recently was that there's some ties to Bob Mueller on this. Are you surprised or are you getting anything in your research on this as well?
There's no surprise at all. Epstein pretty much brought in all the top legal talent he could manage. And on the other side, you have this kind of intertwined major. Epstein comes out of the financial sphere. The other weird thing is that he supposedly got private consideration from the government in exchange for providing testimony that's kind of unspecified involving Wall Street. So we don't really know quite much about that exactly. But we don't know exactly what that consideration involved. But seemingly somebody at the DOJ did say that he should get a pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that at the time, Mueller was the FBI director, and that somehow, you know, he was involved in this. I think that's yet to be seen. But anything, it just seems that anything that has to do with Bob Mueller comes with a lot of smoke, and it's really hard to get down to exactly what his role is. It's just his name comes up, and it seems that there might be some connection there with Epstein's assertion that, you know, he was basically, you know, working for intelligence.
It's entirely possible. There's just so much we don't know. Epstein traveled in some very convoluted circles. He traveled among political, economic, and social elites. He certainly had connections to the Department of Justice. He had connections to Wall Street. He had connections beyond that. He was going around telling people that he was hiding money for African dictators. The truth is going to take a while to get to, and I suspect that the people in charge at this point are not that interested in getting to the whole truth. Instead, it was largely used as a cudgel to go after Trump, completely unjustifiably, to go after Acosta, which was more dubious because, again, Acosta was really, Acosta did drop the ball, but he was told to drop the ball by somebody. We didn't know who that somebody was. And, again, ultimately, Acosta was there stepping in because the local authorities completely failed to do their job. And when we talk about local authorities, it's not just the local authorities in Palm Beach, Florida. It's the local authorities in New York. At no point in time was he told to register as a sex offender. It's the local authorities in New Mexico. He was not told to register as a sex offender there either. We have a guy who was a level 3 sex offender who was not forced to register, which is a very basic thing in 3 jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's asking questions about that.
Well, not to mention, you've got a level 3 offender, and what are they pulling out of his mansion but a trove of pornography and pictures of young girls? Isn't that in itself a violation of his court adjudication?
There's no question about that, but all this could have been turned up back in Florida if they'd actually conducted serious comprehensive raids. They failed to do that. I'm sure he had all these safes. He had the underage pornography a decade ago. They chose not to look into it. This time around, they chose to follow up, and that's selective, and it's a cover-up.
The
matter is, when the Clintons were a force in politics, everything got toned down. Once the Clintons are no longer around, now there's finally a crackdown.
Exactly. Well, that was my next name. That is the obvious question that goes along, and the relationship that goes along with Epstein is President Bill Clinton. He said that maybe he was on the Lolita Express. Well, of course, doesn't put it in those terms. Says that he was on Epstein's plane maybe four times, but there's documentation that as many as 27 times, and maybe four or five times he was he visited the island without his without his protective guards, his security.
There's no question. Yeah, there's no question that Bill Clinton lied about that flight log, showed that he was on the plane, the Lolita Express, traveling to what locals call Pedophile Island far more frequently than that. This certainly wasn't a work project. You don't need to travel to Pedophile Island for a work project to take the Lolita Express.
Right.
Bill Clinton tries to largely associate that with the Clinton Foundation trips overseas. And yes, he did use Epstein's plane for that, but he was also traveling to Epstein's private island, which would suggest, again, there's no other reason for that except attending Epstein's parties, and we now have some sort of sense of what those parties were like. Also, what's going unmentioned is that Epstein did claim to have helped co-found the Clinton Global Initiative, which turned into the Clinton Foundation. That's the entire infrastructure of Clinton World, and the media is choosing not to discuss that because, again, it's really damaging to the Clintons.
Well, exactly. And when you talk about the business trip allegedly that he went on, we also understand that that business trip started as soon as he was on the plane, that there were underage girls on the plane offering massages on the plane itself.
Yeah, we have some names on the flight logs that would suggest that these are Russian women, girls. We don't really know very much about that. Again, we should know about that, but we don't. But it would strongly suggest that, yes, this was an Epstein-style trip, which, again, there's no way that Bill Clinton could have not known what was going on.
Daniel Greenfield is with us. We've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578, 888-588-7578, or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLEBS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you.
you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. When did I forget you always been the king of the world? I try to take life right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, is an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, very briefly here as a sidebar, because this is the talk of D.C. right now. President Trump, I guess, has had his fill with all the negative attributions toward America. We're coming off of 4th of July, our 243rd birthday. Red, white, and blue used to be the colors that were well received, honored, and patriotically revered. Suddenly, anything that is America has, been turned into the negative, whether it's a flag, whether it is a kneeling NFL football player, tennis shoes, and now congresswomen who cannot somehow speak kindly or even respectfully about our country, and we've got all hell breaking loose here now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You have multiple Democrat presidential candidates coming out and saying America was never great. This is now the new normal among the Democrats, is to tear down America, is to reject the idea that America is a special place, that it's a good place, and that it's a place that's just built on evil, oppression, and slavery. And unfortunately, the four left-wing congresswoman that President Trump has targeted are certainly not the only ones saying this. This is the kind of cultural Marxism that's becoming the norm. It's very sad. It's very ugly. And President Trump is right to lash out against it, right to speak out against it. When there was a flag burning at the White House by a man chanting, America was never great, President Trump suggests that people like that should be stripped of their citizenship, and the media was very outraged over it. But the reality is we do actually have provisions in the laws for removing citizenship for people who really want to see America destroyed, believe that America should not exist. Right. And increasingly you have people in the Democrat Party who think that way. And that's a serious conversation we ought to be having.
Well, in the spirit of our First Amendment right to speak however you want, I mean, with some sense of responsibility, there are some restrictions. It's not total 100% freedom of speech. But don't we have the freedom to respond to speech that we find annoying or speech that we disagree with? You know, someone saying that America was never great. Okay, well, how do you figure that? I mean, why are so many hundreds of thousands of people scrambling to our border to get here if we were never great, and that we have no answer of hope for them? I mean, maybe they ought to meet them somewhere in between the journey and say, hey, you don't want to come here because this is one messed up country.
Yeah, that's the absurd paradox. On the one hand, they're claiming that Trump is Hitler, America is Nazi Germany, and we're building concentration camps for all these hundreds of thousands of people who take great risks to get here. So why are they coming here if this is such a terrible country? And for that matter, why are some of these same people here? Whether they're born in the United States or not, they could easily move to a proper socialist country. Bernie Sanders and some of the others are talking about how great, how wonderful the socialism in Sweden is. Why not try moving to Sweden? Sweden is accepting a lot of immigrants.
Right, exactly. Well, and for all your research and you know, your life's dedication towards the left and Islamic terrorism, you know, I imagine some of this stuff, when you hear this rhetoric, it is a bit concerning because there's been a long history of people ignoring threats of radical Islamic terrorists. And next thing you know, it is cars running over their people. There's knife intifadas and on and on. We have been saved in part here in the United States because of law enforcement and the good work of our first response and national security teams. But you can't allow this kind of verbiage to be loosely put out there, because it seems to only breed more terrorists or more people that are antithetical and feel justified in destroying this great American experiment. Is that the case, or am I overly stating that, Daniel?
That's exactly right. America has a long history of leftist terrorism, and just recently we've had a man with an anarchist with a rifle carrying out an attack on an ICE facility. This is what the kind of rhetoric that says America is Nazi Germany, the Republicans are Nazis, gets you, because at some point somebody is actually going to take that rhetoric seriously. We've had a long, disturbing string of leftist death threats against Republican members of Congress. We had a shooting, a mass assassination effort aimed at Republican members of Congress. So you have this kind of violence that's ongoing. Much of it is under the radar. It's not being reported, but it is very much a reality. And when you continually say that America is evil, that Americans deserve to be killed, you're going to have people who are actually going to follow through on that. We saw that in the 60s and the 70s. We're seeing that today.
Exactly. Well, look what happened in Aurora, Colorado. They took over an ICE facility. They turn our flag upside down out of disrespect, and they put up the Mexican flag.
And, you know, that's the basic definition of treason. That's what we're dealing with here. There's violence. There's also a complete rejection of the right of America to exist. The people who are for open borders reject the right of America to exist. The people who are putting up the Mexican flag over the American flag reject the right of America to exist. And when you have that, that's treason. That's a rejection of the existence of the United States, which is an attack on America. And, you know, in the past, we have denaturalized people for views like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your current commentary and report, Daniel, is regarding this hopeless never-Trumper who's running against Trump. Tell our audience about this character.
Well, it's just a kind of a ridiculous situation. You've had this effort to find a Republican who's going to be able to take on President Trump. Right now, the only guy really running is former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who is a completely inept figure. This was a guy who was governor of Massachusetts. Bill Clinton nominated him to be ambassador to Mexico. Senate Republicans weren't on board with that because of his views on drugs. As a result, he quit his job as governor of Massachusetts, went to D.C. and tried to campaign for the job. He failed at that. He ended up with nothing. Then he tried to move to New York and run for governor of New York. He completely failed at that. He was the VP candidate for the Libertarian Party. In the 2016 election, he said he was overturned for life. Now he's trying to run for the Republican nomination and polling at absolutely practically nothing. His campaign is a failure. He's failed to raise any money, and it's just a kind of absurd situation where you have everybody keep saying that there are a lot of Republicans who hate Trump, yet they can't seem to put a candidate together.
What, did he use the same people that President Obama used to build a website? I mean, his website is virtually non-existent, right?
Apparently, his stepson is running his campaign, which is the kind of nepotism that doesn't get you good results.
So there's just, I mean, in terms of policy or any kind of vision, I mean, I can't imagine any Republican seriously running against President Trump because of the obvious track record that he's been able to amass here, and this in the midst of all this resistance from the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, and it's strange that, the basic testimony of that is the people who are trying to run against him are completely hopeless candidates, people like Weld, people like Mark Stanford, who's now talking about running, people who are fundamentally broken politically. They're very, very flawed. It's not a successful Republican who's actually trying to do this. Ben Sasse isn't trying to primary Trump. It's guys who have no shots.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that in part because of what the media has presented that Donald Trump is some kind of nincompoop. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's incompetent. He's not intellectual. I mean, let's go on. He's mentally unstable. But look what he's been able to do in delivering for the American people. I mean, lowest unemployment in all sectors, black, Hispanic. I mean, go down the line. People's average income is on the increase in terms of their salaries. I mean, it's one victory after another. The stock market is running wild right now, setting records. These are neat things. I think these are good things for the American spirit to celebrate and to enjoy. I mean, this is a win for all America, isn't it, Daniel?
It is, and with the greatest economic expansion, with unprecedented economic boom, you would think there would be more celebration, more, okay, maybe I disagree with Trump's politics, maybe I don't like his personality, but the economy is doing very well, and they're not even acknowledging that. When you look at the first Democrat debate, it was all, the economy isn't working for us, and the people saying this are millionaires. It's a ridiculous, bizarre situation. Millions of working people actually have jobs. There is economic competition. Wages are going up, and the only thing they can say is everything is terrible.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders has been making more money under Donald Trump than he did with Barack Obama. So what is he complaining about, right?
It is a ridiculous situation. And really, it goes back to the lack of patriotism we were discussing before.
Right.
The lack of any kind of support. When America does well, we should all be happy. Even if you don't like Trump and America does something well, we should still be happy. And there's nothing of that. There was no honeymoon phase for Trump when he took office because everybody wanted, on the left, wanted him to fail from the very beginning. Genuinely do want America to fail.
There it is, sadly. Well, we have to leave it there. Daniel, as always, we appreciate your time. Daniel Greenfield, Showman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.